They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah. Angels of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we once again bring another new episode of our program called The World of Angels. And today, we bring another very interesting topic before you. Today, we will be discussing about another such angel who holds a very esteemed rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an angel who is very dignified in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This angel is also considered to be amongst the muqarrab angels, those angels who hold the most proximity, the most closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is this angel? This angel is commonly known as Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam. So Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam is also amongst the muqarrab angels, those angels who hold the most proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will enlighten our hearts by listening to the virtues and attributes of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam, and also by gaining knowledge about the affairs of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam. Before carrying any further, let's listen to one virtue of reciting Durood-e Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Therefore, it has been stated in a hadith that the one who recites Durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. The one who recites Durood upon me 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recites Durood upon me 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inscribes between both his eyes that this person is free from nifaq, from hypocrisy, and free from the fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he will be kept among martyrs, among shuhada. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, as mentioned earlier, we will be talking about Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam in today's episode. Now, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, who is he? How was he created? What is his name? And what other attributes does he carry? We will try to cover all these aspects in today's episode. First of all, let's listen about his creation, how Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam came into existence. How was he created? In this regard, Hazrat Sayyiduna Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that after creating the trumpet with white pearls like clean glass, Allah Almighty said to Arsh, "Take it." Upon this, the trumpet, it hung on the Arsh. Then Allah Almighty said, "Kun." Upon this, Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam was created. So when Allah Almighty said "Kun," this is when Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam was created. Then he was commanded, he was told to take the trumpet, and Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam took the trumpet. Now Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam has the trumpet, and he is waiting that when will he be ordered to blow the trumpet. So we know that when the trumpet will be blown, this would be the day of judgment. So Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam was told to take the trumpet, and now Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to when to blow the trumpet. And we also come to know that the trumpet was created before Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. After that, Allah Almighty created Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that what a great reward there is upon Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, as he is the one with trumpet. Furthermore, he has placed the trumpet on his mouth. His forehead is bowed down and is awaiting to hear the command of Allah Almighty to blow the trumpet. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the state of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, and also he mentioned the greatness of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam by saying that what great reward is for Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, as he is the one with the trumpet. And then Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the state in which he is, that his forehead is bowed down and he is waiting for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to when to blow the trumpet. So upon this, the blessed companions alayhim wa ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what shall we recite, what wird shall we perform? Upon this, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that you should recite, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, alallahi tawakkalna. So we come to know that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told these words to Sahaba Karam alayhim wa ridwan to recite. Carrying further, now let's cover the aspect of what exactly will happen when the trumpet is blown. When Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam gets the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to blow the trumpet, then what exactly would happen? So it is narrated in Bukhari Shariat that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will be commanded by Allah Almighty to blow the trumpet. Now, when Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam blows the trumpet, then initially the voice will be, the noise will be very low. It will be very little noise. Now, this is basically depicting the scene of the Day of Judgment, that initially when Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam blows the trumpet, the noise will be very little, but it will gradually rise. It will gradually increase. Now, when this noise spreads around, people, they will listen to it with full ears and they will ultimately fall unconscious and die. Sky, earth, mountains, even the trumpet, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam and all the angels, they will all perish. At that time, no one will exist except Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will say, whose kingdom is it today? Where are Jabbareen? As in, where are the arrogant ones? But who will be there to reply? No one. Then Allah Almighty will say Himself that today is the kingdom of Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Then when Allah Almighty wills, Allah Almighty will resurrect Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah Almighty will create the trumpet again and will command Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to blow it. Because at the first time when Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow the trumpet, everything will perish, everything will come to an end. Even the trumpet itself will also come to an end. And then Allah Almighty will command Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to blow the trumpet. Now, as soon as Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow the trumpet again, all the mankind, jinn, angels, animals, and everyone and everything will come back to existence. Moreover, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be the first one to be raised from his blessed grave. And how would this be? It would be in such a way that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will have the hand of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his right hand and the hand of Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his left hand. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will take all those who are buried in the graves of Makkah and Medina into the plains of Mahshar. So this is very briefly a depiction of how the Day of Judgment will establish. and then everything will perish, and then upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when everything would come back into existence, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be the first one to be raised from his blessed grave. And we also come to know that what great dignity Shaykhane Kareeman, i.e. Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar and Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhum possess, that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam will be holding both of them in each of his blessed hands, and then he alayhi salatu wasalam will take them along with all those who are buried in the graves of Makkah and Medina to the plains of Mahshar. We shall also pray to Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty also enable us to have our end with Iman in Madinatul Munawwara, so we can also be led by Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to the plains of Mahshar. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, it is stated in another hadith, which is narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, since the holder of trumpet is created, has the responsibility of the trumpet, i.e. Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. So since the holder of the trumpet, i.e. Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, is created, he has the responsibility of the trumpet. He is continuously watching the arsh and is on the alert that when the command to blow the trumpet is issued. He does not blink his eye that what if the command to blow the trumpet is given by the time when he blinks his eye. Both of his eyes are like shining stars. So we come to know about the greatness of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, about the great obedience of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, that since he has been created, since he has this the responsibility of the trumpet, he alayhi salatu wasalam has not blinked his eye. He alayhi salatu wasalam has not blinked his eye in the fear that what if I blink my eye and at the same time the command of blowing the trumpet is issued. And we also come to know another very astonishing fact, that the eyes of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam are like shining stars. Carrying further, we all know that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is commonly known with the name of Israfil. But you would be amazed to know that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam's actual name is something else. What is that actual name? Let's try to learn it. You would remember that in previous episodes we covered the names of Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam and Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam. Now let's go through what is the name of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that the name of Jibra'il is Abdullah, the name of Mika'il is Ubaidullah, and the name of Hazrat Israfil is Abdul Rahman. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know the actual name of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to be Abdul Rahman. We shall also try to make notes as we go along, so these names can stay in our minds, so we can memorize them, we can remember them. So the name of Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam is Abdullah, the name of Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam is Ubaidullah, and the name of Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is Abdul Rahman. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once a non-believer, he came in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, tell me the name of that angel who is closest to Allah Almighty, i.e. the one who has attained the most proximity to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has blessed beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with immense knowledge. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that closest to Allah Almighty is Israfil, then Jibra'il, then Mika'il, and then Malakul Maut, meaning the angel of death alayhimus salatu was salam. حضرت سیدنا ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrates that Holy Prophet صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم said that the holder of trumpet is Israfil, to his right is Jibra'il and to his left is Mika'il علیہم السلام. Now this again shows us the greatness of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his Sahaba about Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is the holder of trumpet, and to his right is Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, and to his left is Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam. So in other words, on his right is the leader of angels, and on his left is the Imam of the angels. We covered in our previous episode, in the episode of Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam, where we learned that Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam is the Imam of the angels who perform worship in Baitul Ma'mur, and Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam is the Muazzin. So we covered this in our previous episodes. So Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, on his right is Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam, and on his left is Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, as we are covering the aspects of the majesties and glories of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, at the same time we also come to know the majesty and the greatness of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We come to know that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been given immense amount of knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been given the knowledge of unseen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let's cover another aspect of the greatness of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, which would also highlight the greatness of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We came to know in our previous episodes that Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came in the courts of all the prophets, and most he visited was the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now depicting this very event, the brother of Ala Hazrat Maulana Hasan Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he beautifully depicts this event, this incident of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam coming in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam through this beautiful couplet that be liqai yaar unko chain a jata agar bar bar aate na yu Jibreel sidra chhod kar. So we come to know that Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, he came in the courts of all the prophets, and the most he came was in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. But when we talk about Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, we come to know that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam never visited any prophet. Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam never went into the court of any prophet except one. Now, who was this prophet in whose court Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam paid visit to? It was none other than our master, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind king of Medina Sharif, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam paid visit in the court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also once. So what great glory, majesty and dignity Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has, that the most closest of the angels like Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, even he could not remain deprived of presenting himself in the blessed court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam, never went in the court of any prophet but Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we all know that Allah Almighty sent revelations, wahis, upon His Anbiya, upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. Now let's cover that how this wahi was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyiduna Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the closest angel to Allah Almighty is Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wa sallam. He has four wings, one in the east, one in the west. Third one is hanging, and the fourth one is in the middle of Lohi Mahfuz, the sacred tablet. When Allah Almighty intends to reveal a wahi upon him, then Lohe Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, it strikes on his forehead, on the forehead of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu salam. Upon this, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu salam raises his head and looks up. So whatever command he finds on Lohe Mahfuz, he calls Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu salam. Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu salam says Labbaik, and he comes to him, i.e. he comes to Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu salam. Israfil alayhi salatu salam says that Allah Almighty has issued such and such command. Then Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu salam descends on the earth with that very command. So those skies that Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu salam passes through, the dwellers of those skies, they tremble with the fear of the judgment day, thinking that maybe the command of establishing the day of judgment has been issued, to the extent that Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam says that do not worry, this is a command of Haqq from Haqq. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam descends on the earth and brings this wahi upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now this narration obviously mentions about the era of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This is how wahi, the revelation, was revealed upon the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam would call Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam would bring that wahi to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, I said to Jibrail that what is the reason that I've never seen Israfil smiling? Jibrail alayhi salam replied that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, since Allah Almighty has created the hell, I have never seen the angel smiling, i.e. Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Now again, this shows the fear of Allah Almighty that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam possesses. We come to know that how fear-stricken he remains, that since the hell has been created, Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam has not smiled. Meaning he is sinless, he is ma'soom, he cannot commit the sin. All he does is obey Allah Almighty, he carries out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still, look how much fear of Allah Almighty he has in his heart. So one very prominent and common attribute, virtue, we find amongst all the angels, all the muqarrab angels, all those angels who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the element of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We found this when we covered the topic of Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam. We found this when we covered the topic of Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam. And now we find this aspect again when we are covering the topic of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. That all these muqarrab angels, the more they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very common and prominent aspect in virtue, that all these angels, all those who hold a proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they possess. So we should also try to develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refrain from sins, perform as many good deeds as we can if we want to attain a rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we want to succeed in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's cover another very beautiful and astonishing virtue, attribute of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, Imam Uzai rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that when Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam recites his tasbih, well, all the angels, they recite tasbih, but when Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam recites his tasbih, then all the angels, they stop their tasbih to listen to the tasbih of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam Uzair rahmatullahi ta'ala further narrates that no one has a more beautiful voice than Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam amongst the creation of Allah Almighty. When Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam recites his tasbih, then the angels of all seven skies, they stop reciting their tasbih and prayers and engage in listening to the tasbih of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. That's how beautiful the voice of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is. That's how beautiful voice Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam has. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that following hadith has reached us. Hazrat Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam calls out the azan for the dwellers of sky. This is also one of his specialities. He calls out the azan 12 times in the day and night. This might be again something new for the viewers of Madani channel, that Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam calls out azan 12 times in the day and night. Now all the angels of the seven skies hear his azan except the jinns and the humans. After his azan, a great angel leads them in salah. He further states that it has reached us that Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam leads salah in Baitul Ma'mur. We've also covered this in our previous episodes. Now we also come to know that Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam calls out the azan amongst the angels of the skies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now on the journey of Mi'raj, there were a lot of miracles, a lot of wonders and marvels that Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam witnessed. Now amongst them, when we go through narrations, we again find the virtues and attributes of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam in this very journey as well. Therefore, it is narrated in the book called Hikayate and Nasihate, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawate Islami. It states that some scholars say that when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj on Shab-e Mi'raj, then the state of his glory, his majesty was such. So the companion of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the leader of the Malaika, leader of the angels, and the reign of Burak was held by Sayyiduna Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam. And the clock of mercy of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was held by none other than Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Almighty himself invited Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for this Mi'raj. So we come to know that the most intimate angels, those angels who hold the most proximity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were the ones who were appointed at serving Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on this sacred night. So through this, we also come to know the majesty and glory of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But on the other hand, we also come to know the majesty of Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, that he alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with serving Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on this very sacred night. So Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam was holding the clock of rahmah of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the night of Mi'raj. Moreover, my Aqa Ni'mat Imami Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he mentions a very beautiful narration in Fatawa Razaviya Sharif. He says that the one who invited one person for meal etc. is as though as he invited Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The one who invited two people is as if he invited Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the one who invited three Muslims is as though as if he invited Sayyiduna Jibra'il, Mika'il and Israfil alayhi salam. So we shall try our best to feed hungry people as much as we can with the intentions of gaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we've covered some of the attributes and virtues of Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. I hope today you would have increased your knowledge in regards to Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, next week we will be back with another new topic, with more exciting and astonishing events before you, which will increase your knowledge. Till then, take very good care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah.